Good afternoon, Wrangell. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1:01. We have our guest Dan Rudy in the studio today. He's here to talk about his 4 years of reporting at the Wrangell Sentinel. Call in anytime during this program to just say hi or ask a question. That number is 874-2345. So, Dan, thanks for coming in today.
Sure thing, June.
Cool. So let's just start off. How did you end up at the Sentinel?
This is my first time up in Alaska. Back in 2010, I ended up doing a stint in AmeriCorps with the Saga program based out of Juneau. Did most of our trail work out of Gustavus and Skagway. And after 5 months, when that finished up, I kind of went on with my life. Ended up going to Portland and then back to North Dakota. But still had Alaska in the back of my mind. Always wanted to come back to it, particularly in the southeast. So I ended up getting a job working for the Minot Daily News while I was actually going back to North Dakota looking for oil work.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And sort of fell into that, found I enjoyed it, and eventually just kind of wondered if there was a job opening like that up in Alaska. And yeah, sure enough, the Sentinel was looking for somebody.
Sure enough, yeah. And remind us, how long have you been at the Sentinel?
4 years as of Saturday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Cool. And then, let us know, why are you leaving, Dan?
Well, an opportunity has come up to kind of further my education. I don't really have a background in journalism formally. So I'm going to be going to Columbia Journalism School in New York City and going to get a master's degree in journalism.
Yeah, absolutely. And what made you decide you wanted to do that?
Well, I think it's just at that point in my life, I think. It's been 10 years since I've been to school, and I kind of feel like I need that next step to kind of get further into this profession that I find that really enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah, when did you realize this is what you really wanted to do?
It was something that I enjoyed doing after doing it in Minot. Kind of towards the end of my tenure there, I ended up getting transferred over to advertising, which I hated.
Mm-hmm.
Just a different kind of work than I'm, comfortable with.
Yeah.
The thing about journalism, it's a lot of the things I liked about school. I guess the educational aspect of it. I mean, you get to learn so many different topics.
You're always learning about something.
Yeah. And you're always meeting people and, mm-hmm. You get to hear how the world works one person at a time.
Yeah, you're figuring out how it works. Absolutely. Okay. So if you're just now tuning in, this program is Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show, and we have our guest Dan Rudy in the studio today. He is your outgoing Sentinel reporter, so please call in and say hi. That number is 874-2345. We'll go to a short break. All right, the time is 1:06. We have our guest, Dan Rudy, in the studio. So we know that Dan is leaving Wrangell to pursue his journalism career further. But let's talk about the 4 years you spent in Wrangell. So tell me a story you worked on that you really enjoyed doing.
Well, I enjoy a lot of the little retrospective stories. I mean, when Jeff J. Bush retired, that was like 40 years of civic history right there that you kind of had to cover. I really enjoyed the when they were moving the totems out of storage and into the new cultural center.
Yeah.
Getting to kind of read up on the history of those individual pieces was very interesting.
What kind of reporting does that look like? Like, where were you going? Were you going back into the Sentinel archives for those stories, or?
Actually, no. Through the help of Aaron Angerman, who was working there at the time. He was very helpful in getting in contact with a master carver who had actually helped carve a number of those pieces or their replacements. And he had the full history on that. So really it was more conveying his input on that.
Yeah. You know,
there wasn't a whole lot for me to add to that. It was just kind of presenting it, I guess. But yeah, probably one of my favorite stories is probably the there was a young French guy. Him and his chicken had been traveling through on a sailboat, and he just returned from he made the Northwest Passage by himself. And that was a pretty interesting, you know, kind of harrowing story at times.
Wow, yeah. How did you find him?
You know, the way I probably find most of my stories is usually word of mouth. You know, you just hear things like, you know, oh, by the way. Which, for all you listeners out there, probably the if you think something is would make a good story, by all means, call up the newspaper and let us know. Because a lot of times, you know, there are a lot of things that, you know, we might not be aware of, and that would actually make a good opportunity to turn into a story and cover.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, when you're a reporter here, I mean, most people that come to report here are not from here, and the best sources are just the people that have lived here for a long time that know what's happening. You know, even if you like to gossip, you know, that can be a good source for potential stories. So, yeah, let's talk about what's a challenging story you've done?
Well, I guess, like, stories, they're different kinds of challenges, I guess. Reporting on tragedy is always a challenge.
Yeah.
Whether it was the fatal plane crash a couple of years ago or even the car accident last month. I mean, it's trying to weigh news and presenting facts in a straightforward fashion without making much to do about them, you know, one way or another, but also trying to keep in mind that there are people having to, you know, who are affected by this, and, you know, kind of keep them in mind.
Yeah, how do you keep those people in mind?
I guess just trying to just focus on the story, I guess. Focus on the story without without adding drama to it, I guess.
Yeah.
And then if there's a way that people who are interested can help, you know, make sure to mention that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think those stories are pretty hard to do, and people have different philosophies about how to do them. Yeah, what are some other kind of hard-hitting, tough stories you came across? Like, what's a story that you, like, put a lot of work into, you know?
I think any of those, economic outlook kind of stories where, I get, you know, you actually have to go through the sales tax collection records and build graphs and kind of compare them to other kind of economic indicators. Big shout out to Lee Burgess when he was the financial director up here, and also to Milani Shivens up in Juneau. She's always a tremendous help, you know, when these kind of things come up, at least when you have to take it up to, like, the regional level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
But other stories that are pretty challenging are when you're kind of approaching something that's fairly complex and that you're not really well acquainted with. Anything related to, like, fisheries, for example. You know.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Or timber sales is another one, you know.
Yeah. What's a fishery story you did that you were like, all right, I got it right. I kind of know what I'm talking about.
You know, after 4 years, I don't really remember.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. So I want to let everybody know that you're free to call in. You can just say hi or wish Dan good luck, or you can ask him a question about his time in Wrangell. So we're going to take a short break, but that number is 874-2345. Okay. I think we have a caller. Diane, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, I'm going to turn you up a little higher. Diane, what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to call in and congratulate Dan on his 4 years.
Thank you.
He's an awesome character. He's very unique. spot Dan a mile away. He has a certain swagger. He has a certain way of dressing. He's just so mild-mannered and approachable, and he just did a fantastic job for us, and we will all miss him.
Well, thank you very much, Diane. No, it's been a really good 4 years.
I appreciate that you would follow up on ideas, like you said, about stories and events and things going on, and keeping track of our youth and what they're up to, and just really doing straightforwarding, great reporting. And you're going to do, it'll be fun to see what this next adventure will bring. We'll probably see you on PBS or something in the future, I imagine.
Maybe, we'll see. No,
well,
but thank you, though.
So much, and it was fun to go up to Telegraph Creek with you as well. That was nice to spend some extra time with you and listen about, hear your plans for the future. But you're just awesome, and thanks for sticking around for 4 years. That's just incredible, and the quality of work that you gave us is just amazing.
Thank you. It was an excellent trip, and yeah, it's been just an excellent time all around. So I appreciate it. Thank you, Diane.
Yes. All right, well, take good care, safe and fun adventures, and maybe you could write in and do a letter to the editor once in a while and let us know how you're doing.
We'll see. We'll see if they let me.
All right, thanks a lot, Dan.
Yeah, have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for that call, Diane. So we've been talking about reporting, but like Diane mentioned, you went up to Telegraph Creek. What are some like fun stuff you did, you know? What's a cool trip you went on or, you know?
Any kind of stories like, take you down to Ann. I've been down there like 4 or 5 times for stories, I think. Whether they're doing the trail work or if it's a kind of a tourism industry kind of a story. Thankful for Alaska Vistas, but also the U.S. Forest Service has been very helpful about kind of getting me out in the field to see some of the projects that they're working on, taking me up river a couple of times as well, for their end of season maintenance, and kind of get an idea of what logistically what they have to do, to kind of keep things up and running.
Yeah, they've taken you to Ann plenty of times. They've taken you up river.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool. All right. So what's some advice you would give to a new reporter in Wrangell?
I guess just be involved, do what you can to be everywhere at once, I guess. especially when you're just getting to know the community. I mean, that's the only way you're going to know it better is to actually go out and meet people. Also, eat the food. If people offer you something to eat, dive in, because, they're just being friendly.
Yeah.
Plus, it's delicious most of the time, so.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to talk about food on the show at some point, because I know you're a big foodie. Tell me, what's either, like, a cool dish that you came up with while you were here, or maybe just one that you had from somebody else? What comes to mind?
Living up here, I mean, it seems like everybody's got a hobby of some sort. And so experimenting with food and cooking, that definitely has been one of mine. It's definitely got me through the past 4 years. An area that I've been experimenting with quite a bit in the past like year and a half or so has been pickling.
Yes.
And started with the need to pickle eggs because, truth be told, they're kind of expensive to buy, But they're really inexpensive to make, and they last forever, and yeah, it's a good snack kind of a thing. So I think probably my favorite of those are balsamic black eggs.
Mm-hmm.
You put a little bit of beet in there, good balsamic vinegar brine, and it just turns such a deep red that it is practically a black egg. Mm. But they look inedible, but they're delicious.
Yeah, and you're always like at the bar trying to kind of pawn off your pickled eggs or pickled whatever on people, and
make sure that they're safe, for consumption. I've got some friends that we do little food projects and stuff, they'll make jerky or something or this and that, and we'll kind of exchange, and yeah, Totem's like the perfect place for that.
Totally. Yeah. And you pickle plenty of other stuff besides eggs.
Yeah. Octopus was one that turned out all right. Hooligan, surprisingly. You can pickle hooligan up kind of like you would with like a herring. Mm. And yeah, that was fantastic.
Hell yeah. Definitely. Mm. Yeah. Some good octopus.
Yeah.
All right. So that number is 874-2345. We've got Dan Rudy in the studio. He's been in Wrangell for 4 years as our reporter at the Wrangell Sentinel. Feel free to call in. We'll have a short break, and then we'll probably wrap up our program after that. So let's keep that going. All right, we're back. The time is 1:20. All right, so just to kind of wrap up our conversation with Dan, you talked about how, I mean, definitely being a reporter and just being anybody that's new to Wrangell, it can be hard to adjust. I'm wondering, when did you feel like you finally adjusted to the community and felt like you found your place in Wrangell?
Well, I have to say I felt pretty at home pretty quickly. I made friends pretty quickly. My buddy Trevor, when he was still living up here, we ended up, I think, within like a month of getting here, we were already out in the skiff fishing and having a good old time with that. And definitely there was gradually, as you get to meet people, you feel more welcome. And I know somebody that definitely helped me in that area was Carol Snoddy. She was next door at the tribal office, and she was always pressing oranges on you every visit and kind of checking in to see how you're doing, and very, very appreciative to making me feel welcome like that. But I mean, there were a number of families in town that did that. The Meisners would put me up for Christmas a couple of years, and Stephen and Amber for Thanksgiving or New Year's, and Rob and Rinda Howell for Thanksgiving 1 year, and it's just the little things like that, because I didn't really get to visit home all that often while I was here, just because it's pretty far out there, but around the holidays having people to be with and being a part of other people's routines really really helped.
Yeah, absolutely. So it looks like we've got somebody calling in again. Hello, you're on air.
Hi there, this is Stephen Collin, and I just wanted to call in and say safe travels to Dan. Congratulations on a fantastic 4 years of work here at the Sentinel, and just wanted to let you know how much I've appreciated your reporting personally, Dan. You're a solid reporter and an excellent writer. But I think I was just trying to think to myself, just an observation I could give about Dan. If anybody that reads Dan's writing knows how hard he works and knows that he's going after the facts. But the best observation I can share about Dan that made him such a good reporter is that he just cared about this community, cared about Wrangell, he cared about the people here, and I sincerely appreciate that, and I think the whole community does too. So yeah, farewell, Dan. We're gonna miss you, and yeah, just come back and see us, man.
Thanks, sir. No, I definitely will have to. I've made lifelong friends out here. I have a lot of people that I want to see again, and as soon as possible, And yeah, and you're definitely one of them. So appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right. Cheers.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
That was nice. You were just saying something nice about him having you over for Thanksgiving, and then he called to say,
yeah, speak of the devil.
Say, I wanted you there at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. Definitely. Definitely lots of good times out here.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah. All right. Then I think we should wrap up our program. Dan, is there anything else on your mind that you want to say, or you feel like we covered the bases?
I mean, as well as I do. I think the bases were pretty covered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, it's just it's a Wrangell's a great community, and I don't know. I guess like parting thoughts. I guess, you know, just stay involved in it. Keep Wrangell great.
Yeah.
You know. I know there are different things around town and stuff where they're looking for volunteers or boards and committees that are looking for input. You know, and yeah, it's a little thing to take a little bit of time out of your day and yeah, help everything keep running smoothly and going in the direction everybody wants it to, which is hopefully upward.
Definitely. Oh. Yeah. How are you feeling about the big move?
Bit nervous. Still got you know, some boxes to put together and this and that. And but, you know, should be squared away. I've got an apartment all set up, and I've already been talking with my roommates. And, you know, it sounds like they've you know, already New York veterans, so, you know, be in good company.
Nice, nice. You're excited?
Mostly. excited / anxious.
Okay, that's awesome. All right, well, Dan, thank you so much for coming on to the show today, and thank you for your 4 years of service at the Wrangell Sentinel. And good luck.
No, thanks for having me, and thank you. Mm-hmm.